Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 17, 2013. And today we are talking about the role of the police forces in the United States, in our neighborhoods here in America. Whatever happened to the friendly officer on the street corner protecting and serving, officer friendly, the one you could tell your kids to run to for safety and protection? Now, we are not so sure who we can run to as the police become more and more militarized with their new weapons and military tactics. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 prohibits the military from law enforcement within the United States, but this law is now routinely ignored. It's not just ignored, it is laughed at and made fun of today. It is hard to tell the difference between the police and the military, if there really are any differences anymore. Government officials constantly rail us with gun violence stories. We have to stop, prevent gun violence, while at the same time, Homeland Security buys billions of rounds of ammunition to fuel their thousands, if not millions, of weapons. Our American neighborhoods now increasingly being policed by officers armed with the weapons of war. Federal funding has allowed local police forces the billions of dollars necessary to obtain military weapons and the tactics used in war. Many police officers now serving have actually been trained in overseas combat operations. In Iraq and Afghanistan, they learned the tactics of excessive, overpowering force, door kicking, urban combat, and physical brutality. Then they come home, join American police forces, and apply those tactics there. And the military training and reaction are instinctive, as are following orders. The total spectrum dominance being applied around the world now by the rulers of the world in D.C. is being reflected all the way down the line to local police force, overpowering force in everything that we do. There was a time when you could drive down the streets in America, and if you were stopped or your teenage children were stopped by a police officer, you could be fairly certain that your constitutional rights would be respected. But not so much anymore. Can we really be certain today? Let's say you're driving down the street at 11 o'clock at night and you're pulled over for having a broken taillight or a bad taillight. The officer asks for permission to search your trunk. What do? You know there is nothing bad in your trunk, but can you be certain that there will be nothing bad in it when he searches it? So you might say, well, officer, do you have a search warrant? Get out of the car, he says. I can call and get a warrant, or you can just let me search your trunk. What do you do? A scary and frightening moment. Am I under arrest, you say? Well, no, the officer might say. If I'm not under arrest, then I am free to leave under the law. But you are not free to leave, and you will be lucky if you are not strip searched, tasered, or something worse. This is the way it is in so many communities in America today. In the case of the U.S. Supreme Court case of Florence versus Board of Chosen Freeholders, we talked about that case once before. The Supreme Court okayed extensive strip searches, even for the most minor of offenses. It is very common now, case after case being reported, where people strip searched openly on the side of the road in front of passing motorists, also children in school. Justice Kennedy said it was impractical, is the word to use, impractical for police to separate those arrested from minor traffic offenses from serious dangers. So everybody gets strip searched. This is a full spectrum dominant situation. This is more dominance and power and humiliation than it is looking for real danger. Perhaps your children could run afoul of a strip search someday, or one of Homeland Security's 2,700 armored vehicles. Perhaps the National Security Agency computers will pick up a questionable call or email that you make, all okayed in secret by a secret FISA court acting as a de facto Supreme Court, completely in secret now, setting up themselves as essentially a Supreme Court that no one knows about. Perhaps you will be the victim of one of the 50,000 SWAT raids held each year in America. Maybe they'll get the wrong address. Well, too bad. How about the wrong person? Again, that's just too bad. Tasered, strip searched, well, just get over it, folks. Aren't we supposed to be protected from this sort of thing? Well, let me read to you from the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That is the Fourth Amendment that we value so much, that in America today is really nothing but a piece of paper, completely meaningless now. Does it really matter anymore? Can we change things by electing one of the, quote, statesmen that are given to us from the pool periodically? If every one of them espouses more government, more centralized power, an executive accountable to no one, above the law government, does it have to get worse and worse until we descend into complete tyranny, as Mr. Jefferson said in his declaration? Well, apparently so, folks. That's the way it seems to me, anyway. July 17th, 2013, folks. Until next time, thanks for listening.